We read Holy Scripture in Matthew 21. We will read the first 17 verses of Matthew 21. And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem, and were come to Bethphage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied, and a colt with her. Loose them, and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, ye shall say, The Lord hath need of them. And straightway he will send them. All this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Sion, Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. Meek, and sitting upon an ass, and a colt the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees, and strewed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. And said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. They were sore displeased, and said unto him, Hearest thou what these say? And Jesus saith unto them, Yea, have ye never read, Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise? And he left them, and went out of the city into Bethany, and he lodged there. We read the word of God this far. My text this morning is verses 15 and 16 of this passage. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased, and said unto him, Hearest thou what these say? And Jesus saith unto them, Yea, have ye never read, Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, Thou hast perfected praise. The event recorded in our text, beloved, was part of the ministry of Jesus the last week of his life. The event took place in close connection with the Sunday that the church has come to call Palm Sunday, the Sunday of the week in which the Savior died. On that Sunday, Jesus plainly made known to Israel who he was. He identified himself as the Messiah, who is the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy. For he rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, accompanied by the colt of a donkey. That was the obvious fulfillment of the prophecy of Zechariah 9, verse 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. He showed himself to be especially the king of the kingdom of God, but at the same time, the lowly king that Zechariah had spoken of, For he came riding into Jerusalem not on the back of a white stallion, but on the back of the lowly donkey. And Israel apparently recognized the identity of the Savior, for they heralded him. They strewed branches of palms in his way, and they cried out about him that he was the fulfillment of Psalm 118. In verses 8 and 9, we read of their welcome of Jesus as the promised Messiah. They spread their garments in the way. They cut down branches from the trees and strewed them in the way. And the multitudes that were following him or preceding him cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And according to our text, the children, the little children, joined in this welcome of the Messiah of the people of God. They added their Hosanna to the Hosanna of the adults, and particularly of their parents, which welcomed Jesus to Jerusalem. Actually, the event recorded in my text occurred the day after Jesus' entrance into Jerusalem on the back of a donkey. Mark, who is very precise about the order of events in the ministry of Jesus, tells us that the Hosanna of the children took place the day after Palm Sunday, the day on which the adults of Jerusalem had shouted their Hosanna to Jesus. With enthusiasm, with crying out, the little ones of the people of God declared concerning Jesus, Hosanna to the Son of David. The children's Hosanna was a very important aspect of the life and ministry of Jesus the last week of his life. We would make a mistake were we to overlook this aspect of Jesus' ministry during Passion Week. For first of all, the text tells us that God himself perfected or ordained this praise of Jesus by the little children in Jerusalem. And in the second place, what the children said concerning Jesus is of the greatest importance. Hosanna to the Son of David. The cries of the children are closely related to the sacrament of baptism that was administered by the church in the presence of us all this morning. First of all, the children's cry, which is explained by Jesus out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, is the ground or basis of infant baptism. If anyone ever asks you, why do you baptize your infant children? Then your answer could be, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, God hath ordained the praise of himself. That's why we baptize infants. And if anyone asks you, why do you do this with regard to the purpose of it? Then the answer may be, in order that our children may say, Hosanna to the Son of David, as the little children did on the day following Palm Sunday, according to our text. Notice with me then this morning, out of the mouth of babes, we consider first of all what this was, why this was, and how this was. Out of the mouth of babes, what, why, and how. The children's Hosanna was those little children's confession that Jesus is the Messiah or Christ. That is an extremely important confession. And the little children made that confession when they cried, "Hosanna to the Son of David." The words, "Hosanna to the Son of David," are a quotation of Psalm 118, verse 25. And that cry and confession are the cry and confession that Jesus is the Messiah in the Old Testament. That exclamation, "Hosanna to the Son of David," was itself an important confession of the coming Messiah. And the context of Psalm 118, verse 25, is gloriously full of the confession of the coming Messiah. The preceding verse in that psalm is the well-known, "The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner," with reference to the coming Messiah. And the verse that follows, or the part of Psalm 118, verse 25 that follows, is, "Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord." By shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David," those little children were confessing that Jesus is the Messiah who was prophesied in Psalm 118 and in the preceding and following context of Psalm 118. Is there any activity of a human being that is more important than making this confession that Jesus is the Messiah or Christ of God? Is there any confession that anyone can make, even the oldest of the saints among us, that is more important than this confession? Those little children were confessing what Peter confessed in Matthew 16, when he said to Christ, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." What the little children confessed is what the Apostle Paul refers to in 1 Corinthians 12 when he says, "No one speaking by the Spirit can call Christ accursed, and everyone who speaks by the Spirit confesses that Jesus is the Christ." What these little children confessed is what every human being will confess one day on the world's last day, whether willingly or unwillingly, when according to Philippians 2, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is the Christ, to the glory of God. "Hosanna to the Son of David," they shouted out in their childish voices. At the same time that they did that, they were beseeching or pleading for the salvation that is in Jesus. They were pleading for the salvation that Jesus came to accomplish. The word "Hosanna" is the literal Hebrew word that is used in Psalm 118. And that is a composite of two words which mean, in the Hebrew language, "Save, I beseech thee." And if you look up Psalm 118, verse 25, which these little children are quoting, you will not find the word "Hosanna," but you will find the translation of "Hosanna." "Save, I beseech thee." When they said "Hosanna" to Jesus, they were asking him for his salvation. They were asking him for the bruising of the head of the serpent that was promised in Genesis 3. They were asking for the victory over all of their and God's enemies that was promised throughout the Old Testament. They were asking in reality for the forgiveness of sins, for the righteousness that Christ would accomplish for them by his atoning death, for the peace, the spiritual peace and prosperity of the kingdom of God that Jesus would earn and that he would bestow upon his people by his word and by his Holy Spirit. "Save us, O Son of David," they were crying out in the temple. And no doubt, that was encouragement to Jesus to go on and to go through with God's plan of his crucifixion and death the coming Friday. He struggled with that calling as he made known in Gethsemane when he asked that the cup would pass from him if God could will it. It was encouragement to him when the children cried out to die the death of the cross because these little ones, like all of his people, need the redemption of the cross. And the children were confessing when they said, "Hosanna to the Son of David," that the Savior, the one who would accomplish their and all of God's people's salvation, was this Jesus of Nazareth, who was, as to his office, the Christ of God. In him and him alone is salvation. By him and by him alone is the salvation of all of God's people accomplished. The children were confessing about Jesus what we confess with many words in the canons of the Synod of Dort: predestination, limited atonement, irresistible grace, and the perseverance of the saints. Hosanna to the Son of David is the confession that Jesus is the only Savior, that salvation is by grace alone, that justification is by faith alone, that no one cooperates with Jesus in accomplishing this salvation. What a wonderful confession. And that confession was made by children. From the fact that Jesus immediately speaks of babes and sucklings, we may conclude that the children who cried out Hosanna to him were very little children. They were not adults. They were not teenagers. They were little children of 4 or 5 or 6 years old. Babes and sucklings. They cried out that Jesus is the Christ, that he has come for salvation, and that this Jesus is the only Savior. No grown-up ever makes a more pregnant and significant confession of Jesus than did these little children in the temple. And now be careful. Don't belittle the confession of Jesus that these little children made in the temple. Don't say to yourself, well, they were just a bunch of noisy kids crying out in the temple of God. Don't explain away their confession either by saying, really, all they were doing is echoing or repeating what they heard the adults, their parents, cry out in the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem the day before. Now, they were echoing what they had heard their parents and the other adults say as Jesus came into Jerusalem on the back of a donkey the day before. But that does not belittle or set aside the reality and importance of the confession of these little children. Jesus never belittled the testimony made of him and of God by little children. On the contrary, he said on one occasion, "Whosoever doth not confess me as one of these little children has no place and part in the kingdom of God." Nor did Jesus belittle or set aside the cries of the little children concerning him in the temple that is the content of our text. On the contrary, he explained their cry of Hosanna this way: "Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou, Jehovah God, hast ordained praise." Confession of these little children was praise, first of all, of Jesus himself. By the time these little children in the ministry of Jesus shouted Hosanna, the word Hosanna, taken from Psalm 118, had virtually lost its meaning as a cry for salvation and had become simply a shout of praise. Hosanna to the Son of David was praise of Jesus by the little children and praise of him as Messiah the Savior. And at the same time, it was praise of Jesus God, Jehovah God. That's how Jesus explained their Hosanna. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou God hast perfected praise of thyself. But the little children praised God by praising Jesus. They praise God. They praise God as just and merciful. They praise God as holy and gracious. They praise God above all as the God who would give his only begotten Son for the redemption and salvation of his lost people. But in that way, they were praising Jesus Christ as God's Messiah. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings is a quotation of Psalm 8, verse 2. One thing is obvious from Jesus' explanation of the cries of the children. Jesus showed that he lived and moved in Holy Scripture. Everything to him was related to Scripture. Everything was explained by Scripture. Did the children cry, Hosanna? Well, that was the fulfillment of Psalm 8, verse 2. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. And that goes on to declare that this praise of God is a praise of God by his excellent name. In fact, that's how Psalm 8 begins. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. And that's followed by what Jesus quoted on this occasion out of the mouth of babes and sucklings. Psalm 8, therefore, which Jesus quotes here, teaches that God is praised by his excellent name. And the circumstances of the confession of the little children imply that this Jesus is the excellent name of God. Jesus is the full revelation of all the glory and truth of God. God is praised, therefore, by our confession and praise of Jesus, by our believing in him, by our confession of the truth of him, and by our life in obedience to him as our Lord and King. We praise God by praising Jesus. We confess God by confessing Jesus. We show forth the praise of God by manifesting in our life the praise of Jesus. What could be more important, therefore, than what the children did on this occasion? The praise and confession of the living God by their faith in and their confession of Jesus Christ. Don't dismiss this confession of the children by explaining it away as merely their repetition of what they had heard their parents say the day before. That was the mistake of the elders and leaders of Israel at that time. Their response to the confession and praise of Jesus by the little children, according to the text, was that they were sore displeased. They were pained by the action and words of the little children. And that pain caused them to become angry. And in their anger, they turned to Jesus and said, shut the mouths of these little children. Shut them up with their Hosanna to the Son of David. The leaders of Israel were angry for two reasons. They were angry because of what these little children were saying. They were angry because the little children were confessing Jesus to be the Christ, the fulfillment of the Psalms, the Messiah of Israel. As far as the leaders of Israel were concerned, this Jesus was nothing but the illegitimate child of Joseph and Mary, a kind of magician going around in Israel performing tricks and drawing attention from the scribes and Pharisees with their message of salvation by the law and by good works. And in the second place, the leaders of Israel were offended and angry because of what the little children were saying. They were angry because of who these little children were and because of what the children were saying. They were saying that Jesus was the Christ, and they were little children who were saying this of Christ. As far as the leaders of Israel were concerned, the only ones who knew the truth were these professional theologians, these official dignitaries in the nation of Israel. They would teach the people the truth about salvation and about the Messiah. Little children of 4 or 5 or 6 years old, that they should be teaching the people, that they should be making a confession of the fundamental truths of the religion of Jehovah God, that angered the leaders of Israel. Jesus' response to that anger of the leaders of Israel was decisive. "Hearest thou not what these children say? Don't you hear what they say? Don't you take notice of who it is that is saying these things?" Jesus' answer was yea, or yes. By that yea, he accepted the confession by these little children. He as much as declared, "I am the Messiah whom they worship me as being. I am the one in whom is all of Israel's salvation and the salvation of all of the church of God. Salvation is in me and in me alone. It is by grace alone. It is by faith alone." And at the same time, with his yea, and then his added words out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, Jesus approved that little children would worship him and confess him in this way. He appealed to Psalm 8, verse 2. "Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou, O God, hast ordained praise." God had ordained the praise of himself by little children. He had decreed this in his sovereign eternal counsel of election, in which he chose these little children as his own. And God perfected the praise of him by these little children, in that by his Holy Spirit he had regenerated their hearts already at this young age and given them spiritual understanding so that they recognize Jesus as the Christ of God and as the Savior foretold in the Old Testament. Out of the mouth of babes. And the leaders of Israel were inexcusable for not knowing this. Had not God from the earliest days of his covenant with Abraham made plain that his covenant was with Abraham and his children? Was not the outstanding sign of the inclusion of children in the covenant of God circumcision at 8 days? At the time that the male child was a babe and suckling? How is it possible that the leaders of Israel did not understand that God had ordained praise of himself from the mouth of babes and sucklings? Exactly by this confession of Jesus by these little children, God had realized what is continued in Psalm 8, that by the mouth of babes and sucklings God hath stilled the voice of the enemy and the avenger. by the confession that these little children made, God had shut up the enemies of Christ and of God and of God's kingdom. God doesn't need learned theologians to defeat his enemies. God doesn't need profound thinkers to silence his enemies. God can do that, and God did that on this occasion by means of these little children. Confessing that Jesus is the Christ, these little children silenced the leaders of Israel, who were in fact the enemies of God and of his Christ. The text, beloved, therefore, is plain proof of the sacrament of infant baptism. Why do we baptize infants? Because God's covenant is with believers and their children, and not with their children when they grow up to be teenagers, and as the false doctrine has it, make a decision for Christ. But God's covenant is with the children of believers already when they are babes and sucklings. These little children have an interest in Jesus from their youngest years. They share in the salvation of the covenant from their earliest days, and we confess that in our baptism form. Don't miss that. One of the questions, the first question, in fact, to believing parents on the occasion of the baptism of their children is, do you believe that our children are sanctified in Christ and therefore ought to be baptized? They aren't baptized in order that they may be sanctified in Christ or saved. We baptize them in the belief that they are sanctified already when we present them for baptism. Usually from the earliest years of a child of believing parents, that child is born again by the Holy Spirit, so that when that child comes to some years, 4, 5, or 6, or even younger, that child knows Jesus as his or her Savior, puts his or her trust in Jesus for salvation, and cries out like the little children in the temple, Hosanna to the Son of David. To the one who still objects that the confession of Jesus by these little children was their echo and repetition of what they had heard their parents say in the temple the day before, the answer is that this is undoubtedly true. And the passage makes that plain. It deliberately tells us that on Palm Sunday, the day before, the multitude said, Hosanna to the Son of David. Then a few verses later, our text, it tells us that their little children, crying in the temple, said, Hosanna to the Son of David. The little children were saying what they heard their parents say. But that does not negate the reality and sincerity of the little children's confession. That doesn't set aside the reality, the truth of the confession by these little children. But what it does say, it is important what your children, your little children, hear you saying and confessing. God uses your example and your instruction to realize, to perfect his purpose, that the babes and sucklings of his covenant say Hosanna to Jesus, the Son of David. The God who determines the end, namely that your children say Hosanna to the Son of David, also provides the means to realize that end. You're teaching an example to them that Jesus is the Christ, the Savior, and that they with you should Hosanna that Son of David. What obviously follows from this is the urgency of the calling of us parents and grandparents, that our children and our grandchildren hear us in all our life saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, Jesus the Savior. If all they hear me saying around the house is the greatness of the sports athletes and the importance of the politicians and how dear to me are the great ones of the world, then I mustn't be surprised that my children, instead of saying Hosanna to the Son of David, are saying really Hosanna to these sports figures, to the politicians, and to the great ones of the world. Let our children hear us saying, and living in accordance with the saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Let them hear us praising God by praising Jesus Christ. Let them hear us doing that in the church that they attend. And one striking example of their attendance at church is that little children of 3 or 4 or 5 years old tonight will confess Jesus by confessing the Apostles' Creed. Have you noticed that? The littlest children in this congregation tonight will say along with their parents and grandparents, I've seen it, I believe in God the Father Almighty and in Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son. They're doing tonight what the little children in our text did in the temple. And they're doing that because you take them to church with you as those who have an interest in Christ already in their youngest years and share in Christ's salvation already at 3 or 4 or 5 years of age. And let them hear of the greatness and glory of Jesus Christ as the Messiah of God in the good Christian schools that you raise up and support sometimes with great sacrifice. When sometimes that becomes very difficult, the drives seem endless and the needs seem the greatest, then ask yourself the question, how important is it to me that my little ones and the little ones in the church say, Hosanna to the Son of David, instead of cursing Jesus Christ and reviling His salvation and despising the glory of God. And let us have the children hear us saying Hosanna to the Son of David in all our life with them. God uses that means as He used the means of the adults on Palm Sunday, that our children grow up from their earliest years saying Hosanna to the Son of David. And as we give them this kind of instruction and set this kind of example, let us earnestly pray to God this prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, perfect the praise of Thy Christ and of Thyself from the mouth of our babes and sucklings. Amen.